Blog Talk Radio.
Yes, indeed. What's happening, my friends, my people, my fans, those in Patriot Nation land?
You are listening to Patriot Nation Radio Live, 347-637-3942.
That's right, folks. It's the Patriot Nation Radio Show. Hello. Welcome to the show. Please share this show if you're there in the live feed. Johnny B's watching. Johnny B from New York. We're going to be talking about the North Carolina destruction. You guys, my friend Johnny's familiar with some of the destruction because he was there in New York for Hurricane Sandy. My good friend Paul is watching. What's up, Paul? Tell Sonny and my godson, Keith. I said, what's up? What's up, folks? If you're watching with Paul, what's happening? My good friend Ed Gonzalez is watching. Gary Binford's watching. Gary, we're going to be having a show soon where I need you to attend. So stay tuned. I have another reporter who's going to maybe come on the show. We're going to talk about some stuff up there in New York. There's some things shaking in the Oak Beach Inn, Gilgo Beach serial killer trial and case and things that's going on up there in New York. The Oak Beach Inn may be tied to the serial killer and a whole bunch of things shaking the tree of justice up in New York. Good stuff. My friend Vicky Palladino up in District 90 in New York, up in Queens and Floral Park area, is now on to Election Day. She won the primary by a landslide. God bless her. If you're in Vicky Palladino's district in New York, please vote for Vicky. And we won't be sorry. I'm just going to be going to play a quick ad, right, because I got to get this show shared around. I want to say hello to everybody there again on the live feed, everybody out in radio land listening on patriotnationradio.com/patriotnation or blogtalkradio.com/patriotnation. I want to thank all y'all for listening there, and I'm going to play this real fast so that I can share the show. I got to share a little bit more. I was a little behind, and I got to run over there and get my coffee. I'll die without my coffee. So this is a little break. This is for LibertyRush.com, which is booming right now, folks. Head over to LibertyRush.com and Dave Bray USA. We'll play a song.
Thank you for listening to Patriot Nation Radio, 347-637-3942.
Attention conservatives. Big social media is targeting conservatives like you and me in an effort to silence us and the truth. The free speech social media that you have waited for is here at LibertyRush.com. No longer do you have to be distracted by fake news. Join the war on fake news at LibertyRush.com. The official alternative with no libtard rhetoric. Guaranteed. LibertyRush.com.
And you can find Patriot Nation Radio there, too.
Hey, what's up, everybody? This is Dave Bray, America's favorite patriotic rocker, and you are listening to Patriot Nation Radio Network.
Andy, Chuck Hinman. Chuck's going to come on soon, right, Chuck? Send a thumbs up. I got a date in the middle of October open and ready for Chuck Hinman.
Never knew about at a funeral or, like, the last day when an officer has passed, and dispatch will close basically down the radio air for emergency only. And then she will call the badge number, or he will call the badge number from dispatch, and obviously there's never an answer. Brave soul has passed away in the line of duty. Felt like something needed to be done or to recognize that. And that's what the song is about, basically. It's about an officer who's, you know, gone down in the line of duty, and, you know, he's given his all. And, you know, when they do reach out for the last call, he answers back, and these are his words. And one thing a lot of people don't know, I know a lot of cops, you know, in and out of uniform. They are very human, just like you and I. Pick and choose what laws they uphold, but they have to uphold the ones that are put in place by our representatives. And our representatives are the people that we put in office. And the same people that are out there with their signs are the same people that are putting lunatics in office. Here's the wake-up call, people. Don't come down on the men and women in blue for doing their job. Come down on your representatives for passing these BS laws and get involved in your political.
That's right. Get involved in your political place locally, right in your neighborhood, folks. You've seen, I had folks that were coming on, and we had the primary coming up. Now the election's coming up. And now that the primary's over, I really don't do too many more political candidate shows because we pretty much know who we're voting for now. And if you're not, you know, it's Republican versus Democrat now. So we know who we're voting for. So we don't really need to bring the candidates on too much anymore. Do your own damn research. You know, enough of these political people. We have enough of politics. It's up to here. But it's good news in the Rod Rosenstein case. I guess he's going to sit down with the president this Thursday. Everything's happening Thursday. The Democrats are trying to push this vote for Kavanaugh back because if it gets to a certain date, even if he gets confirmed, he can't rule for like a year or something. There's like a some sort of deadline approaching. I don't know exactly what that deadline is. I can't remember off the top of my head. But I read that somewhere that there's a deadline coming up in October, and if they make it past that date, he can't rule, even if he's confirmed, and they'll have a sigh of relief. And hopefully they're going to try to win here in with a blue wave on Election Day. And can President Trump, and if there's any kind of Supreme Court challenges of any kind, Gorsuch can't rule on it. Kavanaugh can't rule on it. So had a brain fart there for a minute, you know, but it happens from time to time. But up in North Carolina, for some it's over in North Carolina and down in North Carolina to others, they had a disaster. You know, as it goes, we've always tried to bring folks who are involved in the disaster relief on to try to bring some attention to what's really happening there in the scene, drop-off points and places where you can bring goods and supplies to rescuers and those who are in recovery mode trying to rescue these folks. They need things. And the folks who have been misplaced and lost everything need everything from socks and underwear to something to eat, you know, and a place to sleep. So we're going to talk with our good friend Deborah. We have a little bit of a history. We'll talk, of course, like I said, we'll talk about the history of Patriot Nation Radio and Patriot Express later on in the show after we get the important stuff out of the way. So without further ado, I'm going to bring number it is. There's a couple of numbers on the board. Deborah, if you're there on the board, quickly press 1 so it brings you to the top of the board so I know for sure who's there. And there we go. All right. Gotcha, Deborah. It happens, you know, it happens. People are listening, so that's good. Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to the show. Deborah Smith, Patriot Express. What's happening, Deborah? That was kind of funny.
Yeah, I'm glad you found me. I was lost there for a second, but, you know, like you said, it happens.
You know,
isn't that the man?
Well, it's good. It's good that I had to bring you to the top of the switchboard because I didn't recognize your number, you know. That's a good thing.
Yeah, I know. We're working hard at Patriot Express. You know, we do the delivery of supplies and try to get them into our boots on the ground in the disaster zones. And I've been a little, the other day because it doesn't seem like people are giving like they did before. You know, and the supplies are trickling in. And it's like almost as soon as they get in the warehouses, you know, they're sucked up. And it's just not enough. And so, you know, I put out a post and I asked everybody to please, you know, we're the most generous nation in the world and we've helped every other country in the world. Now, I know everybody's tired, weary, overwhelmed, exhausted, the effort, you know, from last year, you know, but we've got to help these people. We've got to help our own. This is our family. These are our families, our neighbors, our communities, you know, our brothers and sisters. And so, you know, I'm just asking everybody to please, you know, come to Patriot Express, put on your bootstraps, roll up your sleeves, grab a hammer, a saw, whatever it is you do, whatever it is you think you do best, and come help us.
Yes, folks, if you have time, go do some relief. I know in the past I've done hurricane relief here in the Sunshine State. In the form of rebuilding people's lives after the storm, because, you know, of course, we were affected by storm damage as well and things and no power, and everybody's affected by a storm when you live in the storm zone. So not only are people trying to put their lives back together, they're trying to help their community, and sometimes resources are spread very, very thin. Like you said, there was for Texas and Florida, Hurricane Harvey and these other hurricanes that came through, there was pretty serious response. There was major response. And even for Puerto Rico. Now, Puerto Rico got a lot of flack, and they were trying to say, oh, President Trump this, President Trump that, and the people yell at me, and I have to always reel them back in, you know, and tell them really what was going on out there. There was like 50 boats with nowhere to freaking dock. They were all out there full of stuff, and the docks were all destroyed by the hurricane. There was nowhere for them to moor their boats.
And there were supplies sitting out there just waiting to be delivered, and they wouldn't release them to go into the hands of those that needed it.
Yep. And they're like screaming that it was Donald Trump's fault that the docks got smashed by a hurricane. So they were bringing the stuff in like one or two helicopters at a time because that's all the airfield that also was destroyed could handle. And the people were on foot for the most part in the very early stages, carrying like cases of water on their back and on their bicycles through the destruction to as many people as they could find on foot while the people were clearing the roads and making it safe. But it was the president's fault, you know. But it was great to see that the Federal Emergency Administration, as they call themselves, FEMA, said that Trump responded, and all the liberals were beside themselves because they said Trump responded very well and the administration did what they were supposed to. So the liberals were very angry. But there are a lot of needs right now. What are the major needs that you guys see right now? Everything, I'm sure. But like the really main needs, probably like water and dry clothes, right?
Water, non-perishable food, any kind of dog food or anything like that, and cleaning supplies, and that includes the face mask. I just, my local Lowe's, I asked for a donation of masks because they're desperate for them there. They can't find them, you know, and the mold is already growing in the houses, so they're trying to demo those homes and stay ahead of the mold. And, you know, it's very toxic. You can't just breathe that stuff in and it not have a negative effect, okay? It's going to cause upper respiratory problems. And my local Lowe's, I made the call. They donated three cases of masks, the foot things, the gloves, and just all kinds of stuff, and I shipped it out today. And the only thing it cost me was the shipping. So, you know, those are some of the things. And they need boots on the ground to help, you know, with the demo work. Now,
right.
I tell you what, so, Sheila could probably fill you in on a lot more needs. She is working with we're networking with a lot of people there on the ground, and she's been handling that aspect of it. She's our CEO. You there, Sheila?
Right. There's someone here on the line. I can pick up the line. I'll see if that's Sheila. I didn't know someone else was calling, but I'll see who it is. Hey, is that you, Sheila?
I'm here.
There she is, Deborah. Deborah and Sheila are here with us. The CEO has joined us. What would be some of the things that you would look for, or do you have somewhere where someone can donate and drop things off after you tell us what things?
I have people. I mean, they're reaching out for all types of things, from generators to all the way down, like she said, to cleaning supplies. Let me bring up this. I mean, I have a long list, but I mean, cleaning supplies are becoming in demand now. I mean, food is getting out. They definitely still need food, but cleaning supplies are coming into more of a demand now. But some of the areas that do need stuff is Sneed's Ferry, the Kinston location, Lumberton, Wilmington, Atkinson, Jacksonville, Plymouth, Havelock, Boiling Point, Burgall, Sunny Point, Washington, Maxton. Those are some of the main locations that were hit the hardest that definitely need supplies. I mean, they're getting them in and they're getting them out, and, I mean, there's a big need in those areas.
Yeah, they're trickling in, and they're getting sucked up as fast as they can unload the trucks, you know.
Right.
Yeah, I saw that I was on the Patriot Express Facebook page, and I saw something with what you were asking folks to do is they could call, like, their local Home Depot or maybe even their local church might be able to chip in a little bit or something. They may have a closet full of clothes or something that they can ship down there. People can just call, and a lot of times folks will donate. like say, hey, we got folks down in North Carolina, up in North Carolina. I got to say up. I got to remember, I'm not in Long Island no more. I'm in Florida. Up in North Carolina, they need and they give me a bunch of stuff.
Yeah. Fire department, you know, the sheriff's department, a lot of times they'll put on these drives, you know, to donate. And right. You can make the calls yourself to any business or industry that you can think of that makes these products. And, hey, it's just a phone call. What's the worst that can happen? They say no.
Right.
Okay, so you might think about that the next time you're shopping, right? But, you know, you just appeal to these people and see if they'll – if they'll donate. It's a very simple process, and a lot of times they'll find it very difficult, you know, to say no
right.
when they know it's so great.
Right, and because generally people have a good heart, at least the hardworking blue-collar American Trump-supporting
exactly.
people have a good heart, and we will skip coffee for a week. So we could chip in $15. I'm telling you, I chipped in $25 to the Wilmington response guy. That was like the wore me thin for the week, but I did it because I knew somebody needed. I had to donate there somewhere, you know. So he came on the show and I made a donation to them because they had raised $0 at the time of the show. So right before the show, I donated $25 so that they show something. Every you know, ask for donation.
Bless. I mean, because that can go a long ways when you're buying bulk, you know.
Right. Yep. Go down to the Costco.
I just got a request in through a message. Fans, crowbars, blades to cut drywall, hammers, sledgehammers, masks, gloves, protective glasses, generators, cleaning supplies, muck out tools.
And I got a great idea here too. I have a great, great, great idea too, ladies and gentlemen. That sounds like, oh, my God, how am I going to ship down hammers and razor blades and all this stuff? Very simple. Go down to the store and buy a $25 or a $50 gift card and mail it. Whoa,
exactly.
Hey, that works pretty good, too. You know, that works pretty good. Then they can go down to the Lowe's and just get what they need themselves, and they can get what they need, not what, oh, my God, I hope they send something that can use.
This is the problem with that. You know, a lot of the store shelves aren't stocked, aren't restocked yet. That's why
right.
I mail those masks in, and it cost me $7. The lady, in fact, it needed a bigger box, but she took some plastic wrap and wrapped it down and taped it up. She said, "Now $7," and I'm like, "Sounds fine to me." So, you know, the shelves aren't stocked, aren't restocked, so they can't find a lot of these items.
Right, which makes a lot of sense because I remember when Hurricane Charlie hit down here in South Florida when I was here for the major deal, and I was. Very capable. We went down there and did a lot of work. The shelves were bare. Like if you went into 7-Eleven just to get, say, a bottle of water, you weren't getting it for like 3 weeks after the storm hit. There wasn't a bottle of water on the shelf anywhere. If a case came in, it went out. As soon as it hit
the
floor.
Another area right now is having a really hard time. I don't know how many people are aware of this, but we had a storm come in. To Texas, Oklahoma, and on up to the northeast, but it dropped tons of rain. Some of these homes in Sonoma, Texas, if you're local to Sonoma, try to help out if you're in that area. And parts of Oklahoma got up to 15 inches of rain overnight. So even though the runoff... Yes, exactly. And the runoff was quick, but it, you know, still got 5 or 6 feet of water in their homes. So they've got to take all that stuff out and try to beat the mold. And it's just
You know what's worse is there's folks that are, say, like 82-year-old grandma by herself because grandpa was 87 and he passed away. So now there she is in a home by herself.
I think it affected an area where there are a lot of elderly that didn't have insurance. So they're begging for people, you know, to come and help. So if you're in that area, you know, if it's an hour or two drive, please grab a hammer, maul, saw, whatever you can do, you know, and go down there and spend some time. Send some cleaning products when you go because their shelves are empty too of all these things they need.
Yep. Now, are there drop-off locations where if, like, say, my friend Paul, he drives a truck, happens to be heading that way, and he got a space in the back of his truck. Is there a drop-off spot somewhere?
Yes. Sheila, do you have that information in front of you?
Yes, I do. We have some warehouse locations in the Charlotte area that they can go to. One is at 1110 Technology Drive. That's at Indian Trail, North Carolina. We have one at 1327 Wood Branch Drive, Suite E in Charlotte, North Carolina.
Okay.
That's two of the bigger ones. We have one in the eastern part. I mean, in the eastern. In the northern part, we have one at 3380 Quartertown Road in Greenville, North Carolina.
I think that's up by where my friend Ed is. One of my friends is over there, Ed or Denise. Somebody I know is over in Greenville area, I think, if I remember correctly.
And then we have another location.
I actually called the Greenville, North Carolina Target and asked them if I was Billy Gibbons, can I use the girls' room? And they said yes. Folks, Billy Gibbons is the big bearded guy in ZZ Top that sings and plays guitar.
I'm a big fan.
We did it live on the air. It was pretty funny.
So Sonora, Texas, also, they're asking that people, you know, send all these cleaning supplies and, the baby items, hygiene, same sorts of things, only they really need the cleaning supplies and boots on the ground more than anything. They're using their shelter, their civic center as a shelter, and need volunteers badly.
Are the folks of the Cajun Navy still needed down there, or is the water receded enough where your folks can walk in and make rescues if rescues are needed?
In most areas, the water has gone down. There still are some that are flooded areas, but we do have access to where we can get planes into some locations if somebody has a pilot friend and they can get some stuff air, brought down by air. We can get them into an airport, and we also have access to some helicopters where we can do some airlifts to flooded areas where people can't get in by land. So we do have access to that get supplies in.
So now if someone has these needs, how do they contact you or whoever, who do they contact to meet these needs?
My number is 225-907-5029.
There you have it, folks. And that's Sheila?
Yes, Sheila, St. Romain.
So you call Sheila, 225-907-5029 today, and she'll tell you what to do. She'll hook you up. You can also look for Patriot Express on Facebook. I'm sure that folks can go there and make contact too, correct?
Yeah. Definitely.
We have
We have
needs all over the country right now from the Northwest was all on fire, and those people are expecting to, live in tents through the winter. So people are trying to meet those needs too. We've actually got two zones working that area. Now we have Sonora, Texas, and I can't remember the name of the town in Oklahoma. But they're in great need also. If you're in that area, please pitch in, take your church youth. I mean, that is a wonderful experience for any child. It's called community service. And once they learn what that's all about, they never forget it. I mean, they're always willing. They have a willing heart, to help their neighbor in need. And then we have the disaster, of course, on our East Coast in North Carolina and in the Carolinas, and it's a huge need there too. So there's plenty of places to help out if you want to take your church community, if you want to take your youth, if you want to take the Cub Scouts, if you want to take the Boy Scouts. If you have a group of patriots that, you know, have maybe just want to get in there and really help some people and make an example and an impression upon people, there's plenty of places to go to help out.
There is. I mean, for crying out loud, if the only place you have to go to help out is the local church, go do it. All churches are always looking for volunteers and help. I mean, and there's always need locally. Folks, if the local community is where you want to help, that's easy.
That's right.
But help, you know. My wife's been actually losing some weight, God bless her, you know. She's working hard. And she takes the outgrown clothes, because they're still in great shape, down to the church, you know, because someone will use them. They're in good condition. They're not garbage. You know, she takes care of her clothes. And so that even that little bit, because you know what? Now there's clothes at that church. If someone goes down to that church and says, hey, my friend in North Carolina lost everything, can we get some clothes? They have some clothes. You know what I mean? It's that
simple. I know the American people have been you know, I know they have to be overwhelmed and exhausted because we worked 7 disasters, I think it was, last year, and this season has not let up either. There's been 3 this year already, and we're still in the middle of hurricane season. And, you know, I know they're tired, I know they're exhausted, but please, you know, I'm asking you to consider that the next disaster could strike your area, and you're going to need to help too, and we're going to be there. So please reach deep, roll up your sleeves, and let's do what the American people do best. You know, let's get to work, and let's give.
Amen. If you can give, folks, you can dial Sheila at 225-907-5029. She said it right here on the air. So, and if anything, go to Patriot Express on Facebook, and they can direct you. They can get you the addresses, the drop-off locations and stuff like that. In fact, I'm going to actually ask my friend Paul if he's going that way. I don't think he drives over the road anymore. I think he's a local guy now. He paid his dues. You know, they make you go over the road first start out, and he was going across the country 2 weeks at a time, leaving his family. So three years, he had to do that. But I don't know if he goes over the road. If he does, we'll fill his back of his trouble, squeeze some stuff in the back and drop it off.
If he's in Florida, we might have a couple of loads for him out of Florida.
Right. All right. I'll ask him right after the show.
In for.
You know.
It's great.
Awesome. The more people we get on board, the more supplies we can get there.
And he might know somebody who is over the road if he's not.
Please send him our way. Please.
Yeah.
You know, we need all the help we can get. There's too many places in this country right now. They're in great need, and we're trying to meet those needs as locally as possible, you know. But, you know, you may not can go from California to the East Coast. Everybody can't do that and go pitch in and help, you know. But California, the northern part of the country on the western shore, they're in great need. You may not can go from Kansas all the way to North Carolina or to Florida, or I mean to California, but you can go right there in the heart of the country to Sonoma, Texas, and really do a lot of good.
I'm sure folks in Hawaii are affected by volcanoes and things.
Right.
They had a storm too where they got like 15, 20 inches of rain dumped on them. I'm sure there's some need even in Hawaii. You know, volcano storm. Is there Patriot Express Hawaii? If not, let's get one.
I think we did. I know Sheila was really busy working with some people, networking with some people that were sending supplies over there. Did we get very involved in that, Sheila?
If we can get supplies gathered for them, because a lot of the supplies went to the fire victims in California, but if we can get some supplies earmarked for Hawaii, I mean, we have access to get them there.
Amen.
So that would be awesome.
There's disasters. Where there's disasters, there is people. We need to help them. So that's great. It's great. It's great that there's folks out there that are willing to actually spend hours. How many hours, Deborah, do you spend networking during a disaster when something like this strikes? How much of your time does it take? Hey, my friend's watching Boo from New York. Boo! Ah, scared me. How much of your time does it take of yours to...
Last year from about, I forgot when the first disaster was. Seems like it was August, end of August, all the way through December. That I didn't get 3 or 4 hours of sleep a night. It was just nonstop. And Sheila's getting a taste of that this year. She talked to me about, I haven't even been to sleep. I said, welcome to my world.
Since this storm hit, I started not only doing disaster stuff for Patriot Express, but I stepped up and started dispatching for Cajun Navy and several other boating crews that were going in and getting fuel into them, getting supplies, food, whatever they needed. And then whenever they slacked off on search and rescue, then I focused back getting food into these people and donations into these people. And that's where we're at right now, trying to get supplies in and things like that. So I was falling asleep with my laptop in my bed with me, and I mean that's how it's been, nonstop.
You wake up and say, "Oops, did I really send that?"
Exactly.
Oh boy.
It's about helping the people.
And yeah, look, I want to mention.
Sorry, I didn't mean to send that one.
I want to mention, too, that we're entirely volunteer. We're not a 501(c). It's just a bunch of patriotic citizens and patriot groups all working together to make this happen, you know. And the reason we do it is because we care about our citizens and our country, you know.
Right.
So we don't have a lot of funds to work with, so we ask that people volunteer their time, the drivers volunteer their time. You know, it's a wonderful thing. You know, we...
Right.
We could do that, and we could get the big donations, and we could get, you know, somebody mentioned salary at one point, but it's not going to happen. You know, there's a Red Cross for that, right? We're a group of volunteers doing a good thing, doing a good deed as much as we can possibly do.
100% of the donations go to those affected.
Exactly. Exactly.
There is no CEO collecting a gigantic bonus at the end of the year because they collected the most money. None of that.
No, sir. None of that.
And that's why we have and we bring groups like Patriot Express and Wilmington Response and American Cajun Navy on the show, because it's hardworking blue-collar Americans who are given their own skin, their own sweat, their own blood to help folks. And not asking for anything in return. It's called a hero, folks. That's a hero who put themselves in harm's way for anybody, other people, without thinking of the consequences that may happen to themselves. It's called a hero. I'm telling you. You know what I'm saying?
Well,
God bless.
God bless America. That's all I can say. They are the people that make it happen. And the truck drivers of America, they're the ones that feed us, for God's sakes. I mean, I don't know if people realize how important our truck driving community is. I mean, you wouldn't have food, and now they're having to go through all these treacherous driving conditions all across the country, not just North Carolina, but through the center of the country, and they're just to get supplies in. So, you know, really appreciate them too.
Yeah, because think about if the trucker said, you know what, we're not driving not 1 mile for 2 weeks.
I told somebody recently, with all these ELDs and everything that's going on with that, I said, well, you know, it's possible that somebody is fearful that you might lock it down, you know. it's very possible that they figured that out. They are what drives America.
Yeah. And they're really
also,
they really have a
I
lot
wanna
of pull
throw
if
this
they
up.
Really come together.
They work together.
I would
they
like
sure...
to throw this out there. There's a big Fill the Truck donation drive coming up in San Antonio, Texas on Sunday, October the 7th, from 10 a.m. to 6 p.m. It's going to be at the Heavenly Gourmet Catering parking lot at 5005 West Avenue in San Antonio, Texas. And all the donations will be sent to North Carolina.
There you
Everyone
go.
Definitely there's that truck.
So there's another way to get donations to them. It's going to fill the truck donation drive.
Be sure to get me all the addresses and information so that I could post this stuff on all my radio pages.
Sure.
It'd be very important.
Okay.
Or if you guys have it and you want to head over to the pages and post it yourself, that works as well. That's a lot easier on me. Just saying.
Sure. I'm sure it is.
You guys are real busy, so if you send me just the links, I will post them, because your work is much more important than mine, but spreading the word and how to get the donations to you is just as important as distributing them, so we got to get them to you first so that you can get them where they got to go.
Exactly.
Right.
I appreciate the time, Mark, and the effort, you know, to let it, giving us the opportunity to let America know that, even though we've done so much and worked so hard, and made the effort, it's really not enough yet. It's not enough. And maybe it'll never be, but for the moment, we have people who are literally really hungry, and they don't have the food and water they need. I mean, as soon as we get the supplies in, they're sucked up. So anything anyone can do, getting with your churches, getting with your fire department, your sheriff's office, whomever, reach out. Make the phone call. If you can do nothing else, make the call. We'd really, really appreciate it.
Now, folks are going to need the basic things like socks and underwear. I mean, folks that listen to the show, many of them are from areas that have had natural disasters and man-made disasters and know what it's like to get supplies to a spot and what to do. So it's not like brain surgery. We've done it all before. People know what to do. We really don't need to explain, but we can and we will give you addresses, phone numbers. I mean, it's real easy. You could say Hurricane Florence Disaster Relief. And okay, Google, and bam, there you go. It's that easy. Even if you don't have a connection to Patriot Express or some of these other groups, there's ways. If there's a will, there's a way to get disaster relief, even if you have to donate to the bogus Red Cross. A lot of people, they grew up, it's the Red Cross, for crying out loud. I'm 98 years old. That's all I know is the Red Cross. They're not going to donate to nobody else. So
we have a member that actually worked with the Red Cross at one time, and he is really shocked because when they had the 1,000-year flood in Louisiana not too many years ago, he watched what they did. I mean, Sheila saw him throw out food. I mean, it was just unbelievable. And anyway, he said he would never, ever have imagined that, the people he worked with as a child would do these sorts of things. He was just appalled. But, people from that flood in Louisiana, was that been 2 years ago, Sheila?
Yeah.
They're still not in their homes. They're still struggling, and which the Floridians probably know a little bit about this. But
we had residents in FEMA camps for what seemed like eons, living in FEMA trailers because the insurance companies drag their feet. Because really, the insurance companies go out of their way to pay zero.
I know.
That's
their job.
They pay claims undercuts the bottom line. They don't want to pay the claims. They want you to pay forever. And when you need them, sorry, we dropped you last week. You didn't see.
Didn't get the notice.
Right now, after 2 years, they are being charged to live in their FEMA homes now, their trailers. They have to pay rent in them now. So
how about
stuck.
That, huh? They got to pay rent, and they're stuck in this, and it's probably like the bottom dollar trailer, too. Everything's particle board and falling apart already in 2 years. They're not made to live in for long term. They're made to, the things that they put these people in are fancy looking trailers that aren't fit for camping, and they make you live in them.
One other thing I'd like to mention before I get off here is, Harvey victims are still suffering pretty bad too down in South Texas. And we were talking to a lady, and she has a donation of shoes in Indianapolis, and it's 1,200 pairs of shoes that'll fit on three or four pallets. And we're trying to get that down to Tyler County, Texas. That's Chester, Texas, I believe. And so if we can get any assistance with that, if there are any truck drivers out there that travel that route, hit us up, please. And it's for the people down there that need them so desperately. 1,200 pairs of shoes are going to make a lot of happy people.
Yes, indeed. I'm friends with some folks that are truckers. I can't believe I didn't think of this like 5 years ago. It's crazy. It's crazy when you're always on under the gun and you're always on the run, busy. Things slip your mind. The most basic things, like, hey, JB is a truck driver and he's one of the guys that organized the truckers to go to DC. I know that guy. What's the hell wrong with me?
Yeah, we need to hook up all right.
Come on. I keep begging them to come on the show since they went to the DC and they kind of drove around there and made a lot of noise with the trucks. That was good stuff.
I'll do that again soon.
We need more of that. We need more of that. That's JB Schaffner. He's a great American patriot. Him and his brother were doing that, and it was good stuff. And, you know, I went down to D.C. recently with the family. It's the cleanest swamp I ever seen. I went from New York City 1 week to D.C., and the difference between New York City and D.C. is like, holy crow. New York is a slum from one end to the other. It stinks, and people are angry. I'm glad I left. I loved my southern brothers and sisters. God bless them. I came to America. Because up there is not America. What they have up there in New York, that ain't America. That's like the foundation of American communism and Marxism. New York and L.A. They want it. They can have it. You're going to build a wall and it'll be like escape from New York. Escape from New York is going to be reality.
I don't know too much about New York City. I'm from the South. I've never ventured that far north. I've been west.
If you happen to make it there, steer clear of the city. They have
it's
beautiful
one of those
mountains
that you visit.
They have Niagara Falls. They have ski lodges and mountain vacation chalets. Why ever would you go to the trash hole called New York City? You know.
I would like to see Niagara Falls.
That's beautiful. That's beautiful. We have a fella named Judson. He's a fan of the show. He's up by Lake George, New York, and they've turned Lake George into a sewer. The whole thing is uninhabitable. The fish dead. You can't swim in it. It's done. Good old Lake George is a toxic sewer, and it's dangerous. He sends me a lot of stuff. I should have him come back on. He was on the show like 5 years ago when I first started out. And he's been battling. And my friend Chuck, he reports on Fukushima and the radiation that continues to leak out of Fukushima since the earthquake. That's 300 metric tons of nuclear waste per day into the Pacific Ocean since Fukushima broke in 2011. That's right, folks, 2011. It's been leaking 300 metric tons a day. That evaporates into the atmosphere and rains on your corn and crops every 21 days. Delicious, radioactive corn. The fields are probably glowing at night, glow in the dark. You can't see the fireflies anymore because the corn is brighter. It's getting scary, folks.
It is.
And
there were concerns in North Carolina about that very thing.
Yeah. And we'll have Chuck on here real soon, and he gets his data from the government EPA websites, and this is their own data that he puts out, and the radiation that is in our soil and in our water is like unbelievable. Folks are like, why is cancer so much on a rise? Well, this is why. Fukushima is killing us, and Fukushima will kill the earth. Fukushima is for sure Armageddon, because the meltdown of three reactors is forever. And they can't stop the leaking 300 metric tons of nuclear waste into the Pacific Ocean. And they kill the Pacific Ocean, and there's no more fish to eat. The ocean dies, the people die. That's it. So, man, we got to keep praying that they can stop this. They ain't trying to stop it no more. They've given up trying to stop the leak at Fukushima. We'll have Chuck on. He's Mid-America Land Restoration and Microbes on Facebook. He actually has microbes that they can put into the soil that will eat the radioactive isotopes. And he has figured out a way to mass produce these microbes that occur naturally in the soil. And he can add it to the soil, and it eats oil, it eats nuclear waste, it eats anything that's wasteful to the soil. It's amazing stuff. It's naturally occurring microbes at Mid-America Land and Land Restoration on Facebook. And it's really scary what's happening. Folks, it's not just natural disasters that we have to worry about, although as folks, as patriots, as Americans, we have to have everybody's back and do what we can, even if it is spreading the word and saying, hey, look, you could drop your stuff off here at this place in Greenville, North Carolina. Spread the word. If you don't have money, tell people where they can donate, where they can look, who they can talk to. They can call Sheila, and she'll give you what the directions and the places to drop off, donate, help, boots on the ground, where you can swing a hammer, where you can put in drywall and destroy people's mildew-infested houses so they can move back in quick as possible. And before you guys head out, give out all the addresses, all the phone numbers, everything that you got where people can donate, website, and all that fun stuff. Go.
On you, Sheila.
I'm grabbing my notebook again.
Oh, I see. Okay.
Caught him off guard again. Look at that. I'm good at this. On the spot.
Definitely.
On Patriot Social Media Show.
In Northern North Carolina, 3380 Quartertown Road in Greenville, North Carolina. Then I have
And folks, you can head on over to Patriot Express on Facebook. Patriot Express. Look for them. If you've seen the show tonight, the advertisement I did for the Facebook event, I used their cover photo. So you look at tonight's event. When you look at Patriot Express, when you look for that cover photo, that's the one you look for, and you'll be able to click on that and find them. Patriot Express on Facebook. Greenville, North Carolina is one of them. What else we got?
1110 Technology Drive in Indian Trail, North Carolina. And 1327 Wood Branch Drive in Charlotte, North Carolina. That's the three warehouses that we got set up.
All right, so we got three warehouses, folks. We'll get the addresses and stuff posted onto the Facebook pages of Patriot Nation Radio so that if you didn't hear them here, and you don't want to sit through another hour and listen to this whole show again to get the addresses, we'll try to get everything posted up on the Facebook pages of Patriot Nation so that you can find them and donate and everything else. Boots on the ground. They need folks down there if you're in the northern part, and up there if you're in the southern part. They need boots on the ground. Get your butts up there if you can. You know, if you're able and you're willing, please do. It's vital. Houses have destroyed many, many houses, had water in the attic. I don't know if you ever had water in the attic. The only time I had water in the attic was in a bottle and I was drinking it. So I don't know if you ever had water in the attic, and I never want to have it. But folks have had it. Not only in North Carolina, folks. Remember, we had all the way back for years. I'm sure there's people misplaced still to this day from Katrina. So these storms are long, long lasting. The after effects are not over like in a week or two. Some folks, like my folks, were displaced. And their home, Hurricane Sandy, came ashore and destroyed everything. And they had 3 feet of water in the living room. And in the living room was a coffee table with two little doors on it. Inside that coffee table and the two little doors was all our memories and photographs. So there you go, folks. Think of that. So if you have precious memories in a coffee table on the first floor, I beg you to please, and you want to keep those memories, family memories, preserved, get them out of there. Keep them high. Keep them with your important papers as high as you can possibly keep them, where water can never get them, or you'll lose them. pictures of me as a kid. You know, I don't have that now because of the storm. These are the little things that people don't think about. You know, hurricane preparedness. There's so much to think about when you really, really get into the fine nuances of hurricane and natural disaster. Don't just hurricane, get natural disaster preparedness. Because you never know, it might be a freak earthquake. You never know. Yellowstone might erupt. Luckily, down here in the Sunshine State, I think I might make it. If I run down to the Everglades, I might survive if the Yellowstone blows. So, but I mean, really, the natural disaster preparedness, any disaster preparedness, man-made disaster preparedness, have a bug-out bag ready, have life straws, have lean-tos, have instructions, have knives, have flashlights, things, everything you need ready to go at a drop of a hat. There's all kinds of neat survival gadgets. I have this little thing. It's about 2 inches by an inch and a half, inch and a quarter by 2 inches. It has like 2,500 strikes. It'll light 2,500 times. I fill the little thing with lighter fluid, and I hang it on my keychain. It'll light 2,500 times. Fire, folks, is extremely important to survival. If you lose everything, but your rifle, guess what? If you have that thing that makes a fire and you have a rifle, you're eating if you're good. So, I mean, there's a lot of things. You know?
We as patriots promote all these survival techniques all the time. And we've been doing this for years. This is not exactly what we were expecting when we thought the shit would hit the fan. But the fact is, the shit is hitting the fan, and it's hitting the fan all over the country. And, Patriots always say, you know, we don't give up. We stand up. You know, we're the ones that are going to pull it together. So I'm asking all the Patriot groups to realize, accept this for what it is, and gear up.
Amen. Again, I want to thank both you ladies, Sheila and Deborah, for coming on. Ladies and gentlemen, please search for the Patriot Express on the Facebook pages. If you lost all the addresses and you didn't hear the address, you didn't have a pen and a paper, we'll have them on the Patriot Nation pages. Please get them to me. Even if you send me in a private message, I'll write them down and I'll post them physically myself if I have to. We'll get them up there. It's very important that we come together as Americans and as patriots and as people and help each other. We want the government, the federal government, out of our lives. One of the good ways to do is to leave them out of our lives and take care of ourselves. Just ignore them and take care of ourselves and forget them.
Yeah, do it the old-fashioned way.
You know, don't call FEMA. Call your neighbor. You know what I mean? To hell with the federal government. They left my parents high and dry, actually wet and drowning. And they lost everything.
Your backup is going to be your neighbor, you know, your community. So it's important that we, you know, support each other and help each other when we can and make those connections and get to know each other on that level, at least in a working relationship, because you never know. You just never know.
Right.
You know, there's EMP strikes all the time. Well, this could actually happen. And it's going to be more important than ever that the communities pull together.
And if an EMP happens, what do? You have no electronics, folks. Hope you got a fishing pole and some, you know, some things. Because what are you going to do?
Yeah,
the supermarket's empty quick. You know, perishables die real fast on the shelves. A lot of stuff. You got to be ready. You got to be ready, at least basics, and have a location to go and meet up where many folks will be. Give yourself enough stuff in bug-out bags where you can travel to at least 10 days to get the hell out of Dodge and have at least 30 days worth of food that you can carry. That's very important, because in 30 days, if you keep moving, you'll find a group of people somewhere, hopefully, or you'll be dead, one or the other. I mean, you got to keep trying. Survival is of the fittest. Thanks again, Deborah and Sheila, for coming on tonight.
Thank you so much for having us.
Thank you for having us.
Yes, indeed. And now we're going to talk a little bit now about our upcoming schedule. It's slowly filling. Still looking to get a couple of dates here. But I'm looking right now. I'm in a couple of good negotiations, and I'm trying so hard to get Roger Stone and Jerome Corsi either together or separately. I'm in chatting, sending messages back and forth, back and forth, back and forth, back and forth for a long time now. Finally got some emails and media contacts after talking with these guys because they're very busy too, you know. And so we're looking to get those guys on sometime in the future here, hopefully, before it's like out of the news and then people are like Roger Stone, Jerome Corsi, who are they? We don't want it to get to that point. I have John Holman's going to be joining me for two episodes on the 4th and the 8th of October. He goes, here in the Sunshine State. You're welcome, Dean. You're welcome. We're trying. We're trying very hard. John Holman's going to join me. Here in Florida, we got 13 amendments on the Constitution that if 60 people call, vote, I mean, 60% of the people of the voters vote for them, they get on the Constitution. So you're getting like 13, maybe, you know, maybe you get 30% turnout. One-third of the population voting for 100% of the population. 33% vote for 100%. And the 66% sit there and complain. Well, if you're going to let 33% of the population make decisions for you, you get what you deserve. That's it. But yeah, John Holman's coming on. 13 amendments to the Constitution here in the Sunshine State. Very important. If you know people in Florida, if you're in Florida, or you want to hear the madness that is Florida politics, tune in October 4th and 8th for John Holman live on the Patriot Nation Radio Show. There's 13 amendments. It takes two episodes. It's forever. It's really long. And of course, next week, Monday, a week from today, October 1st, 1 year since the madness in Las Vegas, absolute madness that took place in Las Vegas, we will have Renee Downs, Danielle Doja Absher, and maybe a few others that were there that night. We'll have Eric Brecky is going to join us, and a friend Eddie, who's done some extensive investigations. He's been out to Stephen Paddock's home in the Rouge that he's buying the place, and he walked around and he looked at stuff. He saw the place, a few other things. He's done a lot of great videos, and we're going to talk to him, and we're going to remember all that were affected. Because remember, folks, 58 may have died at this horrible scene, but thousands were affected watching the carnage. Folks that aren't trained and set up to see things, they're not trained to be on a battlefield to see things like this and be able to make it through. Even the soldiers aren't these days. There's 22 a day, according to sources, succumb to suicide daily. We know it's more like 100 a day, but which we got to stop. Anyway, October 1st, we'll be talking about that. And I just booked somebody for October 15th, for crying out loud. I can't remember right now off the top of my head. Let me go check that I put it on the calendar. But I've been talking to and getting with David Thibodeau, Waco, Texas survivor. He's got a TV series coming up, I believe. It's called Waco, A Survivor's Story. And he's actually been on set and coaching and telling people and letting everybody know exactly what they saw, did, and how it was when they were there. It's going to be extremely depicted well. It's called Waco, A Survivor's Story. We're trying to get David on the show. He's very busy on the set with the show. But we're looking to get him on here in October. I believe he's going to come on. I'm talking to him a week and a day from today is what we discussed. When he'll be able to maybe free up some of his time. He is a survivor of the massacre that occurred at Waco, Texas. Whether you believe with David Koresh and his ideas or not, whether he's a criminal or not, he was in town many, many times. They could have got that son of a gun anytime, anywhere, and they had to go there like that with force to make an example. And when they do this, this is no good. When you make an example of American citizens just to push your rule of law on them, that's pretty scary. It's very scary. But so that's what we got right now, folks. We are all the way into September now, and we are chit-chatting. I'm looking at November. No wonder why I don't see it. But yes, there you have it. October 1st, 4th, and 8th, we got covered. We got David Thibodeau. I'm talking to him a week and a day from today. So we'll get him on. We're going to have a great schedule. I want to thank each and every one of you guys for coming in, tuning in, getting ready to rock and roll here with our good friend Dave Bray and the Star Spangled Banner as we wrap up the show here. Again, I want to thank each and every one of you guys for tuning in. And again, check out LibertyRush.com today. Don't forget, LibertyRush.com is social media without the libtarded rhetoric. I love that. That's great. whoever came up with that is a genius. Social media without the libtarded rhetoric. A home for social media. Free speech. Speak your mind. They don't delete it. They don't keep. That's it. And, of course, DaveBrayUSA.com, which we're going to play the Star Spangled Banner right now. And I want you to join me. Please rise. Remember, folks, the camera's backwards, so I know it looks like I got my hand on the right and my earrings in the right ear, and I'm a rainbow warrior, but I'm not. This is the left. I assure you. And here we go, ladies and gentlemen. Dave Bray and the Star Spangled Banner join me as we head on out. Uh-oh.
Senate hearings on national security.
Hey.
National security. Don't know
who's here. Bear with me, folks. I'm learning the technology little by little. This is supposed to be on already. Here we go. Join me. Yeah, folks, DaveBrayUSA.com. Get your copy today, Music on a Mission, the Storyteller Edition. Get yours today. I want to thank each and every one of you for tuning in. Everybody there out in Blog Talk Radio world, thank you. Good night, and God bless America.
Peace.